For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Typhoon Mujigae has claimed 19 lives since landing in South China. Four other fishermen remain missing after their boats sank. At least about 3,374 homes have been toppled and 282,700 hectares of cropland damaged. Economic losses have reached some 23.24 billion yuan, or about 3.65 billion U.S. dollars. When the typhoon landed, power supply facilities were damaged in parts of Guangdong, Guangxi, and Hainan, causing blackouts for nearly 5 million households. Authorities say power supply will fully resume within 7 days. A yellow alert for smog in Beijing and surrounding regions has continued. Weather authorities in China say the pollution that's affected air quality in the capital, along with Tianjin and parts of Hebei, Liaoning, and Shandong provinces since Monday may persist. But the National Meteorological Center says a cold front expected Wednesday should clear the smog by evening. A yellow alert is the second level of China's four-tier color-coded weather warning system. People with health issues or who may be sensitive to the smog, like the elderly, are advised to limit their outdoor activity until the smog is gone. China says it's open to any trade agreement that follows the rules of the World Trade Organization and benefits the regional economy. The Ministry of Commerce released the statement after the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries sealed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. China says the pact is one of the key free trade agreements for the Asia-Pacific region. The pact covers nearly 40% of the global economy. China, the second largest economy in the world and an economic power in the region, is not part of this deal. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics is being shared by two scientists, Japan's Takaki Kajita and Canada's Arthur B. MacDonald. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences cited the researchers for the discovery of neutrino oscillations, which showed that neutrinos have mass. Neutrinos are particles that whiz through the universe at nearly the speed of light. The United States has released a video on Tuesday of search and rescue helicopters and personnel deployed in the mainly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Washington dispatched the helicopters, cargo planes, and 300 Air Force troops to be deployed in Deir Kabir last Thursday to improve its capabilities in Iraq and Syria. Aircraft deployed in Deir Kabir include Black Hawk helicopters as well as transport planes. Turkey agreed to open its strategically important bases to the U.S.-led coalition in July, a major policy change after years of reluctance to take a frontline role against the Islamist fighters pressing on its borders. NATO's Secretary General is casting doubt on Russia's explanation that its weekend violations of Turkey's airspace were a mistake due to poor weather conditions. Jens Stoltenberg said the incursions happened twice and were longer than just a few seconds, as Russia has claimed. Turkey complained late on Monday that a Russian warplane had violated its airspace on Sunday, the second breach in recent days, prompting Ankara to once again summon Moscow's ambassador. The Russian government said earlier that it was looking into the new allegation. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the people who attacked managers at Air France must be severely punished. The attack on Monday came after the airline announced it would cut 2,900 jobs. Hundreds of Air France employees then stormed a work council meeting, forcing managers to flee. At Air France's headquarters, Valls also called for negotiations to continue between the airline and its staff and said the government supported Air France's management in its efforts to turn around the company. The South Korean government has started road inspections on Volkswagens in Incheon to determine the level of pollutants emitted by the cars. During the inspections, test VW vehicles are equipped with exhaust measuring equipment and are being driven inside and outside of the city and on highways. Seven models, including the Volkswagen Golf, Jetta, Beetle, Tiguan, and Audi A3, were tested. The investigation aims to establish whether VW cars in South Korea were also rigged with the emissions dodging software that has shaken the global auto giant. A suspected bomb has been found at the reconstruction site of the Queen Mary Hospital in Hong Kong. Construction workers found the metal-shelled object on Tuesday afternoon. It's said to be about a meter long and its casing is in rough shape. More than 500 people were evacuated from nearby buildings. Authorities have yet to decide whether to detonate the device in the field where it was found or to remove it before it's disposed of. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.